that short list from Day to Day's Steve Prophet, you may have caught the last name on that list, Timothy Noah. He's a Slate contributor and occasional guest on our program, and I guess someone who Wikipedia thinks just isn't quite notable enough.
Tim, welcome back to the land of Nowheresville, you famous guy.
Thank you, Alex.
And tell us, just go over some of the things that you find in your Wikipedia bio.
My Wikipedia bio has, let's see, a few stray facts about me. It says that I write the Chatterbox column for Slate. It says that I formerly was a reporter in the Washington Bureau of the Wall Street Journal. It says that I edited an anthology of my late wife's writing under the title The Woman at the Washington Zoo. I think it says where I live, how many children I have, and one or two other things.
Yeah, and these are all pretty good achievements. So maybe you were a little distressed when you happened to check Wikipedia, I guess some weeks ago, and you found a notice from the editors there saying they were considering removing your item because you didn't meet the notability standard. What is that?
Which is, yes, I mean, talk about a knife to the heart. I'm not sufficiently notable. It's a standard they have that says you have to have a certain eminence or notability in order to be the subject of a Wikipedia entry. And that goes for people. It also goes for things. And after I got past my moment of childish pique, I thought to myself, now, wait a minute. Why is there a notability standard at all? Why can't there be an entry in Wikipedia about my cleaning lady or my mailman?
Well, a good question. We called Wikipedia to raise exactly this issue, and we got a hold of a man named David Girard. He, of course, is a volunteer at Wikipedia like everybody else. But anyway, he knows the policy, and he explained it for us. Here it is.
Basically, it's a sort of fuzzy criterion, but it's more or less that you're notable if third parties think you're notable. So if notable third parties think you're notable, you probably deserve an article.
Tim?
It's a kind of a circular definition. You're notable because you're notable. Actually, the website has what seemed to me a more specific definition of notability, which is that a number of articles in prominent publications have been written about you. I thought about that and thought, well, if that's the standard, I do flunk that standard. I've written some and I've been quoted in some, but I have never been a man in the news. You know, maybe I should take a machine gun into the local 7-Eleven and I could change that. But then I thought, why do they need a notability standard at all? Why can't we include everyone? I mean, I know why I can't be included or my cleaning lady can't be included in the Encyclopedia Britannica. They have a limited staff. They have a limited number of pages. But Wikipedia aspires, or at least appears to aspire, to be this sort of remarkable encyclopedia that contains all of human knowledge. Well, part of human knowledge is the name of my cleaning lady and her life story. And assuming my cleaning lady didn't object to having her biography written up in Wikipedia, why couldn't she be included? There didn't seem to be any rational reason.
But, you know, as much as Wikipedia is an odd creation of our online times, it purports to want to be a real encyclopedia that is full of verifiable information that one can check and full of, I guess, notable people who meet some kind of standard. Isn't that a kind of reasonable position for them to take?
Yes, but the thing about the web is that if there is a bio of my mailman on Wikipedia and you are looking for an article about Albert Einstein, you won't have any difficulty finding Albert Einstein simply because on another page there is an article about my mailman. So you have to sort of step back and consider the nature of the web and the nature of the way in which people search the web.
Well, there is a happy ending on this because you post an update down at the bottom of your column revealing what? Go ahead, tell us.
I was reinstated. Well, actually, things have been very, very exciting on my Wikipedia entry ever since.
You're getting so much traffic from the Slate column. You're suddenly a notable person again.
Well, you get to see how the Wikipedia process works when it's going, you know, 100 miles an hour. Things got put into my bio, got taken out of my bio, and so on. And my classification kept changing. First, I was taken off of the execute him list. Then my execution was accelerated. But finally, the powers that be at Wikipedia decided to leave me in, not so much because I pass the notability standard, which, as best I can tell, I still don't, but because it was just causing too much of a ruckus. So I think I'm a case of jury nullification.
Noted nobody and Slate writer and essayist Tim Noah, friend of this program. Tim, thank you, and you're always notable with us.
Thank you, Alex.